Counselor, excuse us, we're going to have an admission ceremony, so you may leave if you'd like, or you may stay if you'd like. If you haven't had enough of this, you can stay.
Not you. You're part of the prop. I'm part of the props. Stay in the light.
The next item on our calendar is the admission of attorneys on motion to the Bar of Ohio. Our procedure is that I will call upon the presenters to come to the podium and briefly state why you believe the applicant you are representing should be a member of the Bar of Ohio, and if the member being is the applicant, will please stand in place so we can see who you are. And then I'll ask the applicants to come forward, and Justice Cook will administer the oath of office. First presenter is Thomas Kilbane.
Good morning, Your Honors. I'm Thomas J. Kilbane, an attorney practicing here in Columbus, Ohio. It's a pleasure to be present with you today, and it's a pleasure to present to you John M. Lenanti as a candidate for admission to the Bar of the State of Ohio. I don't know Mr. Lenanti extraordinarily well personally, but I know quite a bit about him by reputation. He's a 1982 graduate of Gannett University in Erie, Pennsylvania, and I probably neglected to mention that Mr. Lenanti practices law here in Pennsylvania, so excuse me. He graduated from the Thomas Backus School of Law at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland in 1985 and has practiced law in Erie, Pennsylvania for 11 years. He's a partner in a small firm in Erie. The partnership is Bernard, Shushensky, and Bonani. He practices some plaintiff's work product liability work. His firm represents several local financial institutions involving real estate practice. I'm a member of the board of directors of two charitable organizations in Erie, Pennsylvania that assist battered women and adolescent children.
Thank you, Mr. Cobain. Frank Ray.
Good morning to the court. It is my pleasure to move for admission to the State of Ohio's Bar. Susan Guggenheim Bonsdale. She is a 27-year lawyer practitioner. She is a Phi Beta Kappa graduate from the University of Chicago. She obtained a law degree from NYU. First began her practice in the state of New York with the New York State Court Authority. Before she engaged in the actual practice of law, she also obtained academic awards in the form of a Fulbright scholarship, and she was a Woodrow Wilson Fellow. Mrs. Lowenstam and I became acquainted about a year ago when she was on the other side of me in litigation, in-house counsel for OCLC. She and I have become friends, and I have the highest regard for her, not only as a lawyer, but as a person. She's had extensive experience within the defense legal community, having served as in-house corporate counsel for companies in California, where she is also admitted. She is admitted as well in the District of Columbia, and I can represent the court with a strong degree of commitment that Mrs. Lowenstam will do a wonderful job and honor this court as a member of Bar of Ohio.
Thank you. Susan Locke.
Good morning, may I please the court? My name is Susan Locke, and I'm in-house counsel for Key Corporation in Clinton, Ohio. And it's my honor to present this morning Edward J. Tognetti as candidate Texas and Illinois Bar. After graduation, he served as trust counsel for the Harris Bank in Chicago. And in 1982, he moved to Texas, where he became general counsel for trust in Ann Corporation. Now follow with me. Ann Corporation was acquired by Ameritrust, which was subsequently merged with Society Bank, which was subsequently merged with Key Corporation, which brought Ed to Ohio. The point that I'm making is that he did one job for companies through all these bank mergers, and Ed is capable of holding a job. It's a company that's changed around him. He's now Associate General Counsel and Senior Vice President at Key in Cleveland, where he has a fiduciary group in Key's legal department. He currently lives in Dad, his wife Michelle, and his two daughters Elizabeth and Morgan. I've worked with Ed since approximately 1989. Extremely intelligent gentleman. He has the highest dedication to law, very high ethical standards. He demands the best of his staff and of himself. And I'm pleased to say that he conducts himself as a gentleman in all his affairs. He's trustworthy, he's honorable, and he'll be a credit to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Is there a motion that the applicants be admitted to the Bar of Ohio?
Move admission.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Now, the three applicants will come forward and face the bench. Justice Cook will administer the oath of office. You can come closer. You can come to, for this, you can come beyond the podium. Justice Cook.
Can you raise your right hand? Your statement of false oath indicates that you either swear or affirm to be bound by the oath. I state the name. Hereby accept my responsibilities as a member of the bar. I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of Ohio. I will, in all respects, observe and abide by the code of professional responsibility approved and adopted by the Supreme Court of Ohio. I will represent my clients zealously within the bounds of the law and will not knowingly assert any unwarranted claim or defense, take any unjust action, or employ or countenance any undue influence, deception, falsehood, or fraud. I will attend to my clients' affairs with diligence, dispatch, and competence, free from compromising influences and conflicting interests, and preserve the confidences of my clients. I will deal scrupulously with all funds and property of others, preserving the separate identity of the same, and strictly accounting for my stewardship. I will discharge the duties of attorney and counsel of law as an officer of the courts of this state and of the United States, to the best of my knowledge and ability, so help me God.
Congratulations. We have a very strong bar in Ohio, and our hope is that it will be stronger now that you are members. Congratulations. Good luck. Okay. Marshal, please adjourn court.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The open session.